This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUES 2023 Symposium here in Maui. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Amy Heisel from Arizona Financial Credit Union. Amy, how are you? Welcome.
Very good.
Move the mic back a little bit.
You cannot be good in this kind of environment.
What?
Yeah.
Can't be good.
No, who could not be?
Oh my gosh,
good.
Yes.
This, you know, this type of setting with all these professionals.
Exactly. And who would not have a smile on their face like you here with all your friends and family, basically. So yeah. So speaking of that, how is the conference going for you? Any takeaways? Or
I enjoyed the session. Had this individual at Wharton CEO our institute, and so it was on, you know, negotiation and strategy, and you know, just a lot of great reminders mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, just how important it is, right? How important it is to feel to what's, you know, important to somebody else, and, you know, and that, you know, just the question, you know, just ask is such a powerful thing.
Yeah.
So kind of she went through all the emotional, you know, pieces of what that art of negotiation looks like. So it was a very enjoyable and interactive session.
And how would you use that going back to your position at Arizona Financial on a Monday morning, so to speak?
Oh, you know, it's just, again, it's just those subtle reminders, mm-hmm. right? Have I done enough research? Have I made sure I've given you something that's important to you, mm-hmm. right? It's just the normal human interaction,
right.
just with the nice reminders.
Yep, a little refresher for sure, yeah. And so, you're a new-ish CEO at Arizona Financial.
I'm new-ish, yes.
How long have you been CEO?
So, officially, January 1st.
Oh, okay.
I took over as president 6 months prior.
Okay, right on. Well, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Well
done. Thank you.
So how has that been? I'm eternally fascinated by how a new CEO kind of hits the ground running with their board and how that relationship works. So any lessons learned or any...
So, you know, I would say, though, fortunately, you know, I've been engaged with our board for my whole career there for pretty much the last 30 years. Definitely.
So you've worked there, and so you just kind of...
Yes, and so I've known all of these board members for all that, you know, that length of time.
Okay.
And so for me, this transition has been easier, and while I'm learning more about them, being already able to have those relationships has kind of just made this very seamless.
Right.
And I know that's very unusual.
In most cases, yes. Yeah, because a lot of people are coming in, and obviously they know the board through the interview process, but that's basically it.
Right.
So you really have to start from scratch. But you have had this quite a runway to work with. So that's a nice luxury to have. So,
yes.
So how have things changed since you've become CEO of Arizona Financial? Anything changed at all? I mean, I'm sure.
No, of course. You know, you have the responsibilities. You know, I've done structure changes, but with the relationship with the board, it's really just now about focusing on, you know, what I don't know, right? What's important to them? You know, how I might respond to, you know, an issue that's impacting them that could impact our members. So it's really just about growing that relationship because it's at a different level today than it was before.
Yeah. Oh, that must be so interesting going into that. Say, okay, I'm the new CEO now, so let's kind of a new chapter, if you will, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
I get to retire where I've had my entire career.
Okay, now talk about a rarity. That's a real rarity in these days. So, well, congratulations on that, too. So looking toward the future, because there's, you know, the business is changing right before our eyes, basically. So, how are you going to work with the board on, you know, future projects, future endeavors, things like that? So,
we complete an annual planning session, so I participated in this last one pretty heavily, and quite frankly, we've set up this year as a time to prepare for our future. We just moved to a state charter credit union. We're just finished up the acquisition of our second bank in 3 years. So we've expanded across the state, and so we're really taking, you know, we're saying things are changing and it's rapidly changing. you have to be solid operationally and be ready to go for the growth that needs to come in the next year or two. So we have purposely taken this next 12 to 18 months to say it's our time to prepare.
Yeah.
It's our time to get operationally sound. It's our time to do the market research on product gaps. You know, we have went to purchase a couple banks that are heavy into treasury management services, business services, but yet our platforms are account-centric versus member-centric, and that's important for, you know, when you're serving businesses. And so we're really kind of taking this time right now to just get efficient, just get solid, and then we'll move on to growth.
Leaps,
and so, you know, as I've told, you know, we work with the board and all of the team members saying it's not a break. It's not a break. It's our time to prepare. But we've got to get, you know, we've transitioned to a new CEO, different thoughts, different ideas, and really just trying to just prepare to move statewide and do it well is the most important thing than getting big other bigger things done, right? Another acquisition, you know, some other major things that we could be doing. We're about getting prepared.
Right. And you have, I don't want to say it's an advantage, well, maybe it is an advantage, or a luxury of knowing the ins and outs of your credit union very, very well. So you can go in and go, oh, lending needs to do this, or the technology folks over here need to maybe apply this or something like, or the marketing folks need to create this message around such and such. So you really have that kind of well-rounded.
Yeah, mostly I was into the operations and their primary focus, quite frankly, right now, while we're preparing for our future, is through COVID, and there are so many things that we didn't do to invest in our employees.
Right, good point.
And so that's really kind of where we are really adding resource so that we can get back on track with employee development, employee engagement, leadership development that were all absent during COVID.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have this belief if I invest in the employees first, right, truly invest in them, we're prepared for it.
Yeah, you're smart. You're very smart, yeah. Because happy employees, happy members, and happy CEO, and happy board.
Exactly.
So can you share with me maybe a couple of tips or keys to success in working with the board? Because obviously you've worked with the board in a number of different positions, but now as CEO. So over those years, what has worked in your opinion? Well, I mean, what works with the board? Maybe they're all different. I mean, they
Of course, we're all different.
In your case,
I think two things resonate with me. One, transparency. You have to be completely honest, you know, with your board in good times, bad times, but that full transparency. And then what are you doing about when something goes wrong? I think those two things go hand in hand. Again, that transparency. I think, you know, the other thing is really those relationships are important. Right? And so while we all have different styles or whatever, it is really about what's important to them. And so while I go with transparency, it's building the trust with them, even though we've worked together for this long, I believe, you know, telling you like it is, or, you know, what am I going to do about the problem goes a long way. But also, you know, really building the trust on if I understand what's important to you, right? Maybe when something comes up, I'm saying, hey, I'm just going to give you this heads up, right? That's important. You know, if a member issue went south, right? And it kind of, I know certain board members that might resonate with, hey, I just want you to be aware. So I just think that that relationship and connecting with them personally and professionally, that's what will build the trust and keep that momentum.
Yes,
going.
Okay, you're like the umpteenth person that has come in here and talked about trust. So that seems to be the theme here, because when the board and the CEO, vice versa, when they trust each other, that's when
you're very agile.
Yeah.
If you've never read the book, Speed of Trust.
I have. Oh my gosh,
It is so true. I have several of my team members now rereading that or reading it for the first time. Is that because now we've come together as a new structure, and we won't get these things done if we're questioning each other. It's the speed of trust.
Right.
And someone asked me, it's like, well, what are you talking about? It's like,
because
people that truly trust each other, right? You've got a team member or a board knows that, okay, I'm trusting you for that. Decisions get made faster.
You trust that it will get done right. So, and it helps in your case because you have that history as well. So you have that history of trust.
Right.
So, yeah, good stuff.
Okay.
Anything else? Any takeaways from the conference that you want to
take back? I think I've shared. I think one of the biggest and most important things is just the connection to all of the other CEOs mm-hmm. and board chairs that are here. We share more in common than we don't. And we forget, you know, we have all these great connections, yeah. but don't forget them as you move forward, especially as, you know, I'll speak as a new CEO. You need that sounding board. You don't have it anymore, right?
Yeah.
You're in a different position. And so just, you know, my takeaway is just make sure I stay connected with the other CEOs.
Good move. Yeah, we had somebody else in here was talking about that exact same thing. Like, because he was a new CEO as well. And he said one of the first things we did, we reached out to the other credit unions around us in our community and created those partnerships so we can lean on each other when needed. So yeah, smart stuff. All right,
Very
Amy, well, I'm going to let you get going.
All right.
Anything else to add? Anything? Any final thoughts?
I'm good. Thank
you. Okay, cool. Well, Amy, congratulations again.
Thank you.
And thank you for your time. Appreciate
it. All right.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.